Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning.
It's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back to the late, great Dan Fogelberg, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Jerry Stingle is our guest. We're very excited about having her back on the show. President of Ventureneur and the partner with American Express. She does their research. As a research advisor for them on with their Women Business Ownership Study, which she has brought with her now today, the 2018 Women Business Owner State of Women Business Ownership in America. Jerry, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I was pointing out as we went to the break was that one of the silver linings of the Great Recession in what I call the lost decade on Main Street. Was that the companies that survived were stronger financially. And we're seeing that survey after survey, the NFIB report, my own surveying and others are showing that companies are stronger than ever before. And that showed up a little bit in your report too, didn't it?
No, we took a look this year at million-dollar businesses and their growth rates. And we were specifically focused on the time period of 2007 to 2018, so yep. That's 11-year span
yep.
of time.
That's that lost decade I was talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So the growth rate in million-dollar women-owned businesses, the number of firms was 46%.
Wow.
And that compares to 12% for all businesses.
Wow.
So the businesses are really growing, and not only is it the number of firms, but the employment is growing, so total employment for those firms grew at a rate of 30% versus a decline for all businesses of 0.8%. And then revenues for those companies grew by 45%. For women, million-dollar women-owned businesses grew at 45% versus 36%. For all businesses.
So women are thrifty. We know women are thrifty. And sometimes that's not to their advantage, right? Sometimes if you get so thrifty, you won't take any risks. And that's one thing that I like to talk to women about, Jerry, is how to think about taking risks and to be more confident of themselves. You know, men are overconfident, women are underconfident. That's what I think. And I like to encourage women business owners to recognize that they probably don't give themselves enough credit. What do you think?
So I rather than saying women are risk averse, like to say that women are risk rational. So they really think about or risk aware. They really think about risk and how to mitigate it. So yeah. There really is an upside to that. So yes, I think you definitely want to take risk. But a good entrepreneur, when they take risk, they've mitigated it in every single possible way that they could, and that's probably why you're seeing such enormous growth in the million-dollar businesses.
I think so, too, but I also think it's women are learning how to take risks more. I think that's part of the evolution of women business ownership, Jerry. I've been doing this a long time like you have. I'm convinced that women are feeling more confident about themselves and are taking more risks. And with all the mitigation you're talking about, I'm not talking about being foolhardy like sometimes guys can be, but I'm talking about, you know, structured and sensible risk. Women are doing that more and more, and it's evident in your reporting.
So I think as women have more role models to see,
yep.
They understand the type of challenges that they can take on and overcome, and that is absolutely giving them confidence.
Yeah.
Yes, I do think that they're more likely to go for that brass ring right now.
So let's talk. Let's break it down now a little bit on the demographic side. Talk to us about the ages of these women. Is it okay to talk about? It's okay to talk about age when we're talking about entrepreneurship, right? With women, otherwise you can't talk about it, right, Jerry?
Yes. I don't mind talking about age, but maybe that's because I'm so old. So, again, this was one of those first time we really looked at this, and we looked at age in combination with race and ethnicity. And even I didn't expect to see the kinds of things that we saw. So there's a real difference in when or where the majority of women on both-owned businesses are by race and ethnicity. So African-American women, the bulk of African-American women are millennials. The bulk of Latina are Gen Xers. Asian-American women are Gen Xers. And then non-minority women are baby boomers.
Interesting. That's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, and you really have to dive down deep to understand it. So, again, I think that what's going on in the overall marketplace is influencing things. So, by and large, a successful entrepreneur starts later in life. So they're going to start in their late 30s, their early 40s, because at that point they have the business experience.
Right.
They have the business connection.
And maybe some financial, maybe some money, some capital
yes.
to start a business with, too. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Jerry to bring out her crystal ball. She has one. I've seen it. Get her, bring out her crystal ball and talk to us about what she thinks the future holds for women business owners. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.